Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Tracks, tips, trainers. The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do, and we love Thursday. We get two meetings. We've got Kilmore today. We've got a racing.com packing and park tonight. And Willie Hernan is the vice captain of the track walking team. He's going to tell us how both tracks will play. Good morning to you, Willie.
Good morning, guys. How are things?
Terrific, buddy. Terrific. Big day for you. Thursday's always a big day. What do you got for us?
It is a big day, and Pakenham race tonight on a soft five track. The rail's out at 7 metres, and the penetrometer is 5.60. I thought the track walks in nice order. There's a fair amount of cushion on top and an even grass cover. They have raced here a lot in previous weeks, but the track is holding up quite well considering. Around the circle, it does walk mostly clean ground with only minor marking, but I expect the track to cut out a little bit tonight. And in the straight, it does walk with some wear and tear across the inside 6 to 7 metres. I expect them to get away from the inside during the night. And a sunny day with a top of 24 is forecast for Pakenham. And Kilmore today are racing on a soft 7, penetrometer 6.34. And the rail's in the true at Kilmore.
Right, have you got a winner for us, Willie? We had a winner early in the week with Sammy. What can you do for us? Help us out.
We'll go tonight, race 1, number 12, Polisher.
Race 1, number 12 tonight at Pakenham. There's always a reason, though, Willie. What is it?
There's a bit of a tip around for a first start, and it ran well considering a few things went wrong. I think the step up to 14 will suit, and it should be a winning chance.
Well, not bad. 5.50 at the tab half.
I like that from Willie. And there's a bit of pep in his step, too, when he said it. Willie, we wish you the best of luck, mate. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Willie Hernan, the interim captain. Well, he was the interim captain. Now he's just back to the vice captain of the track walking team. Now, we've got a couple of trainers ready to go today with a couple of horses. Brendan McCarthy is on the line. He's racing at Kilmore and Pakenham today. G'day, Brendan.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
We're really well, thank you. A couple at Kilmore today and then one tonight. Let's start with Kilmore. Amy's Choice, race 6, number 3. What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, look, she won nicely last start and we've eventually started to work her out a bit, and she's had a nice win last start, which I think, you know, we'll get her away from other horses, and when she doesn't get boxed in, and then when she doesn't get boxed in, she sort of races with a bit more confidence. So hopefully today she's able to sit on the outside of a few, and getting up that little bit extra distance will help her as well.
She's she had 4 runs in so far. Still plenty left in the tank?
Yeah, plenty left in the tank. She looks fantastic, actually. But, she showed us plenty of ability on the track. But just on race day, she had a fall out of the gates one day, and it just shattered her confidence a bit. And we gave her a good long spell last time to hopefully forget about things. But, just starting to work her out now.
Sounds like a nice little push there for Amy's Choice, race 6, number 3. The other one at Kilmore today is Tricky Glenn. Been really good this campaign. A first, a second, and a fourth last 3 starts. Can you improve again?
Yeah, look, his fresh form is normally his best. But he has done very well. He's slow 7, won't worry him at all. It should be just a nice track for him, and should get a beautiful run. The 1100 is probably his ideal distance, so... Yeah, a lot of box of tick today, so hopefully you can go and get the money again.
And then we've got the race tonight at Pakenham, race 7, number 3. We've got Calendar Lad, who was 4th at Sandown last time out, not too far away. Any improvement on that?
Yeah, definitely some improvement. It was his first run for 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, that's right. He'd had a tendon injury and virtually been retired and forgotten about, and... they're the ones I normally get. So we got him and got him going again. The tendon's holding up beautifully and very happy with the horse. So over-raced a bit last start. Probably cost himself running in the money. And but, you know, he's over a distance, which is probably a little bit short for him. But he's nice and fresh and well. Good roomy track there at Pakenham. So hopefully, you know, he's got a bit of class about him, this horse. And my
Gee whiz, you're sounding like you got a pretty good hand today, Brendan. What's your best?
Look, I think probably Amy's Choice. I think she's the one that's really starting to stick her hand up and might be the one that goes on a bit from this.
Well, hopefully I do for your sake and for your stable's sake. Good luck, Brendan. We appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks very much, Phil.
Brendan McCarthy with us on the Early Mail. Vincent Milady is with us as well. G'day, Vincent.
How you going, Daniel?
Going very well, thank you. Two races, two runners for you today at Kilmore. Race two, number four, Strike of Divine. For second up, it only had three starts so far in its career, but second up today after a fourth at Geelong. What do you reckon?
Yeah, look, he's probably got pretty ordinary form this horse. I know he's ran fourth in his last two runs, but he's been beaten a fair way. So, I just think that his only chance is hopefully he can step out in distance a little bit. So probably the 1,200 would be too short for him. I just think he's the sort of horse that, will just work through his prep and hopefully he can run a little bit of distance, 1,400 to a mile. And if he's going to show anything, it probably will be at those distances.
Right, that's race two, number four, Strike of Divine. Your other runner is race six, number five, Spinning Skirt. Now, just missed at Terang last start over the 1,400. Are you expecting better today?
She last start, she ran over 1,400 and it was a pretty ordinary field. So she's a horse that her only win's been over 2,000 metres in a Donald Maiden. So I'm not getting too carried away about her today. we've got to be realistic.
No, it's good.
She is, she is going well and obviously she just missed last start. But yeah, it was a very ordinary field. So she probably got away with that field being not much chop last start. But I just think with her, she's probably better suited over 1,600 to 2,000. That's where she'll be at her best.
Yeah.
But look, you'd still give her obviously an each-way chance today. But yeah, I wouldn't be getting too carried away. I'm just, if she runs in the first three again today, I'd be really happy. And then obviously we'd step up in distance after that.
That's race six, number five, Spinning Skirt. Vincent, we appreciate your time. Good luck. Hope it goes well.
Thanks, Daniel.
Vincent Milady there with us on the Early Mail. Brendan McCarthy as well. His best was at race six, number three at Kilmore today. And don't forget Willie Hernan, who had a real pep in his step with his tip today tonight at Pakenham. Race one, number 12, Polisher. Barrier 14, not an issue, says Willie.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.